With President Trump's visit this week to the UK, we have heard a lot about the special relationship between the US and Britain. Well, we are not the only ones with a special relationship. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping want the world to know their countries have one, too. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, Xi arrived today in Russia for a three-day visit.
People around the world may be remembering the Tiananmen Square massacre 30 years ago. But Xi Jinping won't be getting any uncomfortable questions from his Russian hosts, who are celebrating the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Moscow and Beijing. The Chinese president walked down an endless red carpet in the Kremlin, where he was met with music and a smiling Vladimir Putin.
Уважаемый председатель Си Цзиньпин, дорогой друг.
Addressing Xi as dear friend, Putin hailed the unprecedented level of relations between Russia and China, once Cold War rivals that were on the brink of an armed conflict. Today, China calls Russia its strategic partner and wants to buy Russian weapons and commodities. Russia is interested in Chinese markets, Chinese technology, and Chinese investments as it faces continuing isolation from the U.S. and the European Union.
It's the West and the U.S. that drive Russia into China's arms primarily.
Alexander Gabuyev, a fellow at the Carnegie Moscow Center, says Russia is pivoting from west to east.
It cannot happen overnight, but it's happening. And the goal is to achieve an equilibrium where Russia is not 100% putting its eggs in the European basket.
In an interview with state broadcaster RT, Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the two countries still have a long way to go.
We cannot say that China is investing a lot in Russian economy. There's still a very huge space for enlargement of these volumes of investments of Chinese businessmen.
That's why Xi will be the main guest at an annual business forum in St. Petersburg this week. In an ad for the forum on state TV, Putin remembered celebrating his birthday with Xi with a shot of vodka and sausage. Alexander Gabuyev says there's a genuine personal affinity.
You see that through body language. Despite the language barrier, the bond is very strong.
Xi told Russian media that Putin is his closest friend among world leaders, and that both are on a historic mission to make their countries great again. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.